بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسه وولده وماله حتى يلقى الله تعالى وما عليه خطيئة، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is what we have read previously, that Allah Ta'ala will keep on testing a person with regard to himself, also his personal life, his wealth also, and everything, his family, everyone. And this test is also a great wisdom and a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. And that by that Allah Ta'ala forgives all our sins, and then we meet Allah Ta'ala in a state that we are sinless, no sins whatsoever. And then a person goes directly into the great, great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We unfortunately keep on committing sins and we don't make tawbah from it. So Allah Ta'ala brings these conditions on us, and thereby then Allah forgives our sins. And if we have to be punished for any smallest sin also in the year after, it is too gruesome to imagine also. So Allah Ta'ala, with the small things of this dunya, though we take it as very big hardships and difficulties, but compared to the akhirat, and when we will see, we will realize it was not even a picnic, it was just nothing whatsoever, the things, the difficulties of this worldly life. And the real life is the akhirat. And that Allah Ta'ala will keep on testing us. There are various types of tests that Allah puts. And the true personality of a person becomes apparent during trials and tribulations. Under normal circumstances, a person shows himself to have very good character, he's very kind, he's very soft, etc. But when trials and difficulties come on a person, if a person has, may Allah protect us all, some financial problems, if a person has health problems, if a person has problems in the home, arguments and fights, any types of difficulties, then the true colors of a person comes out. That whether we can still be composed, and that even our iman shows out at that time. Whether we still have got trust on Allah Ta'ala, or we lose our trust on Allah Ta'ala at such a time. Whether even in fact, may Allah protect us, a person starts thinking bad about Allah Ta'ala, or even he denies the existence of Allah Ta'ala, waliyazu billah. So under these difficult conditions, the true colors of a person comes out. Therefore, we have been taught we should always make dua for afiyat, for peace, for welfare, for things to be at ease and that we at comfort. And if the test comes, Allah Ta'ala has set out our taqdeer, then at that time we should be prepared before time. It is very important that we understand Allah, who Allah is, the ma'rifat of Allah, the system of Allah Ta'ala, and that we accept it as such and we submit to Allah. We don't object to Allah. We don't find fault in Allah, but we submit ourselves to Allah. Those of weak faith harbor doubts and reservations like the hypocrites. Our iman is weak, or unfortunately, if there is no iman, we're just showing ourselves to be Muslims. When these difficult conditions come, then you see a person changing completely, and his direction goes in a complete wrong way and a different way. When tested with the slightest of tribulations, and a person is tested, where a person with weak iman, just a little problem comes, and then or he starts missing his namaz, for example. To speak a lie means nothing to him at such a time. He will speak lies, etc. Different types of things he will do. So Allah Ta'ala will test us. We have to make our iman strong. And there is no doubt Allah is there. He is the controller of everything. He brings conditions, and it is we that we submit to Him. And mashallah, there are many people like that also. What difficulties and hard conditions come upon them, but they are in complete tranquility and peace. They have submitted to Allah. They have made peace with Allah Ta'ala. One lady lately who passed away, just before her march, she says, I've made peace with Allah Ta'ala. And even in her march and going to Allah, she submits and she gives her life happily to Allah Ta'ala, not fighting with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, with the present situation, we are all so panic-stricken and we don't want to die. And we're getting bad thoughts. People are facing what frustrations and difficulties because just we don't want to die. If we have made peace with Allah and we surrender, we will be at peace with ourselves, at peace with all those around us also. Otherwise, we are fighting all the time. With ourselves, we are fighting with all around us. And once a person starts fighting with Allah, then he fights with everyone else. And he will have no peace whatsoever. May Allah protect our iman, save us from tests. When they come, may Allah make it easy for us, and let us overcome them easily.